But you know, there's going to be a lot of things to do this weekend that don't involve being out in the rain. And one of them is going to be listening to the Thunderheads down at the Gunflint Tavern. They're going to be playing Friday and Saturday night. And I believe Steve Blexroot is going to be playing Sunday as well. So
be some good music there.
Some good music.
Let it rain. Who cares?
And we've got them right in the studio right now.
That's right.
Isn't that great?
Good
they were here in February,
yeah.
And they're back again tonight, and that's Craig Paquette, who's on Rhythm and Slide, I believe, when you're playing tonight.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're there. We got you on. And Steve Blexroot, who plays lead guitar and vocals.
Correct.
And down there. Now, last time, he was kind of hiding way back in the corner.
Bass players do that.
Yeah, Don Blue kind of asked if they ever let him play anything. Occasionally he gets to do that.
Yeah, but
once in a while.
Yeah. He doesn't get to open his mouth and say much.
No. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to move his mic down and we'll be done.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
I recall you guys picked on me the last time.
Yeah, we did.
It's that bass player.
I think this is your time for revenge. Just start talking.
There you go. Just start playing and you follow.
And these guys are the Thunderheads. And you guys are based out of?
We come from Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and I believe you and Steve have been friends for many, many years, if I remember right.
Yeah. We graduated maybe a year apart, I think, in high school and went
to the
same high school. And
wow.
Music for 28 years now.
That's amazing. That's a long time to play music, to do anything together.
Yeah, it is.
The thread of our life now, it just goes through everything we do, you know.
Bob and I have been doing this little radio show for 14 years.
And we're about done.
Yeah. This could be our last night. Who knows?
Yeah. Hopefully not on our record.
We're the last two standing, you know. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, you started with a larger crew.
Yeah, but we just got together with some of our old bandmates last weekend, which was pretty nice. We had the privilege of playing at... down in Dinkytown at a really nice venue, So, and we got together with our old drummer and keyboard player.
Did you let Don play then too, or
Don? Yeah,
Don was there. Yeah,
I did.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, we were down at the Varsity Theater, which was one of the real nice venues in town. So
we told Don that he's got to be way in the back though.
Okay,
I don't take orders.
Don was right out there with the rest of us, and we had a great night.
Good.
Yeah, and you guys play rock and blues, and you play a lot of your own stuff, but you also cover some things.
Yes.
What do we have in mind for tonight? Have you got something you can introduce in to start us out?
Should we play something?
Do we need to do anything just to test out our guitar levels a little bit with Bob?
We didn't do any sound checks, so you know
it's live radio.
We
wing it.
Yeah.
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 I need some bass in here.
And can you hear Don?
He's not getting any bass at all.
Some bass in the headphones. How about his slider?
His slider is
on. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You know.
They tried, Don. They tried.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on to him now. Okay. I used to was the new guy, but I'm on to him now.
Yeah.
You had to say slider.
Had to say something, didn't I? Yeah.
Okay, there's my guitar.
All right.
I'm hearing y'all.
All right. All right, this is, I think we're going to start with, this is an Eddie Vinton song, and, you know, it's kind of what it's all about. There are moonbeams you can dream of. At the setting of the sun, there's stars you can wish upon when the working day is done. There's stars you can cry about, troubles on the run. But more than all these miracles above, good people, we need love. Everybody needs a love. Love, love, love. Everybody.
the sun and moon and stars up above. Nobody ever found happiness living their lives all alone. Used to walk around like I didn't need nobody to be happy and alone. Well, then one fine day I found myself in trouble, way down without a friend. Long came the love of a real fine woman, said she loved me till the end. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Life needs the sun and moon and stars up above. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, love, love. That needs the sun and moon and stars up above. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, love, love. That needs the sun and moon and stars up above.
That was nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. You guys sounded great.
Thank
Even
you.
Had some
Thank
bass
you.
In there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
I can hear you.
Still a little light in the headphone, but we're good.
Yeah. The headphone's still a problem?
A little bit light.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can turn that up yourself. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Turn this up.
Yeah, that's a self-controller on that one. So, you know, I was kind of reading a little bit on your website about some of the people that you play besides your own music, and it reminds me, you know, I'm always amazed at young people today bringing up artists that I listened to back in the 60s and 70s, and that just wasn't the way it was when we were listening to music
right.
back in the 60s and 70s. You're finding a lot of that happening when you're playing different
yeah,
venues?
Definitely. Yeah. It's amazing, you know. You kids that are, you know, an age that you'd think wouldn't even know about these artists are, mm-hmm. wow, he's just the greatest, and do you do anything by him and or that band? And it's pretty great. I mean, I guess rock and roll really does never die.
I guess not.
I remember when I was that age, I wouldn't be caught dead listening to what my parents were
yeah,
listening to. And
exactly.
I guess there's something to be said there.
Now I'm finding myself going back to finding people I listened to back then because I'm hearing them. Again,
right.
on
yeah.
the radio.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten, you know, some of that music, so.
Yeah, those were, you know, let's say I've got kids that are all in their 20s, and that was actually who we were playing to last weekend, mm-hmm. a bunch of mostly 29-year-olds, and they were out there just having the greatest time, and we were there because they wanted us to be, so.
You had kind of a reunion.
Yeah,
with some
yeah.
of your own band
yeah,
members.
Well, and it was actually a friend of my son's wedding reception, you know. So they decided they wanted to have a wedding reception at this concert venue. And I said, well, you know, we're not a wedding band. And they said, well, no, we want a Thunderheads concert. So we said, we can do it. There's going to be no dollar dances. There's going to be no chicken dance and anything like, no, you guys rock out. We want, you know, we want rocking in the free world.
Okay.
The only requirement, yeah. we just told everybody they had to wear their Thunderwear.
I don't know if we want to know what that is, Bob.
Yeah, don't go there. It's a whole line of clothing and apparel.
I guess it is.
We don't even have it available online. You have to go to this secret little place, you know.
I imagine you do.
You have to know the code.
Too much information.
Yeah, suddenly it sounds like that. Yeah. Now, Steve, you're going to play yourself on Sunday. Can you tell folks when and where?
Yeah, I'll be at the Gunflint Tavern, and I'll be starting a little earlier, I think, on Sunday. Probably be 7:30 or 8, and I'll play for 3 hours, and I'll be playing some of the material we play as the trio, and but I'll be playing some more stuff that, you know, I do on my solo shows.
Yeah. Some before we're done this evening, maybe you can...
Maybe we should do one of those right now.
We could do one of those right now. That means that, you know, Don and Craig get a little break.
No, we're going to play.
Oh, you play.
He's not going to get rid of us at...
Oh, I see. No. Yeah. Okay.
I ran that by him. They said, no, we're playing.
We're going to play.
Okay.
No. So, yeah, this is a song by Mark Knopfler that I play in my at the solo show. How long, baby, how long has it been? How long gonna keep me wandering? How long before you see my love is strong? Oh, how long? How long you gonna keep slapping my hands away? How long you gonna keep my love at bay? How long before you sure my love is strong? Oh, how long? Telling me you like me fine. How long until I make you mine? How long before you wake to find a good man gone? Oh, how long? How long you gonna keep slapping my hands away? How long you gonna keep my love at bay? How long you gonna keep telling me like me fine? Oh, how long? Oh, oh, how long? Oh, oh, how long?
Nice job, Steve.
Oh, great tune.
Yeah, thank that you. Sounded great really tune. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't remember hearing that particular song from Mark Knopfler before. It's the one that you just really liked yourself?
Well,
or should I have heard that?
It was on a CD he did with Emmylou.
Oh,
Emmylou Harris.
Okay.
And
that's one of Bob's favorite all-time.
Yeah.
Musicians.
One where All the Road Running.
Yep, All the Road Running.
Yeah, that's great CD.
Yeah.
Great CD.
Yeah, I do a few songs actually off that. The song about mining, I Dug Up a Diamond, I do that also in the solo show. And when, another one from a different album of his. But yeah, that's I forget how what year that came out.
I don't remember either, but it's a good one.
It definitely is.
Bob would do anything to get Emmylou Harris in this studio.
You know, if she comes up here, let us know.
And you'd be here, too.
We'll back her up.
I'll tell you what. If she comes up here, ain't nobody going to know.
Yeah.
We have a good friend of ours who...
we share the same color hair.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
We have a friend who is a songwriter down in Nashville and originally from Minnesota. And I think he only lives like... a mile away from Emmylou, and I've just begged him if I come down, would you just take me down and introduce me? I won't even talk to her because I won't be able to.
It hasn't worked yet.
No invitations.
Keep trying, though, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are also, we should mention, we're going to be back up here again in July, the end of July, for another round of fun at the Gunflint
Tavern. At the tavern again. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. You know, I think our drummer's coming up that time,
really?
Too. Really? So, yeah. So we're hoping that we've got some nice weather and we can be up on the deck.
Might be a rooftop jam.
Does that mean the drummer's in and Don is out?
No, if the drummer's here, we definitely need, you know, we need Don, too, okay. You know.
Yeah. Somebody has to keep the drummer in line.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah, so then all of a sudden, yeah, he's moving up, you know.
Yeah, he's up a notch.
And the drummer.
We got to pick on the drummer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll do something. Yeah, here.
Finally.
It could be a full band show in July, for sure.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. You'll have to keep us posted when you're coming.
We will.
Yeah. Let us know.
We're actually playing on Saturday and Sunday, but maybe we could come up Friday night and do the show.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Are you guys doing anything while you're here outdoors?
Well, we try to sneak it in, you know.
A little fishing, a little hiking.
Hiking, sure.
Yeah. I brought my umbrella.
Okay. You'll need it.
We got the GPS and the rubber boots and mosquito netting. So.
Got all the gear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good thing. Of course, the fire bands are off.
Yep.
Surprise.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Nice. We saw all the water running off the hillsides as we were driving up. It's amazing.
Yeah, in my weather report tonight, there was not...
And what's the latest?
They always have a hazardous... Even though, you know, there's nothing going on, it still says hazardous weather outlook every week. Bob and I make a big joke out of it. This year it says hydrologic outlook.
Whatever that means.
It's something to do with water.
Yeah.
I know that much. I think they noticed it rained a lot, too. So anyway, yeah. But as I mentioned earlier, for all those folks who are coming up the shore, they're going to be camping, they're going to be staying wherever they are, fishing, whatever. Friday night, that's tonight, tomorrow night, and again on Sunday night, you guys will be at the Gunflint Tavern.
Yep.
And it's dry in there.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
So there's that. It's a big plus.
Good food, good atmosphere there.
Yes,
for sure.
Exactly. And of course, there's music all through the area, but we should have maybe another tune. What do you got in mind?
You know, I think maybe we're going to do, should we do the song that was from the Brothers. This is kind of a nice up-tempo blues song. I think it's an old standard, but the Vaughan Brothers did it on last album.
I know that one.
That Stevie Ray did, and
that once in a while.
Yeah, we just did this just recently. We might as well. We'll see if we can do it. It's really not an acoustic song, but you know what? Let's just try.
It's gonna work.
It's always fun to try an acoustic.
Yeah.
All right. Well. 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Cymbals on drums.
I would say that works real well on acoustic.
It sounded like that well. To me.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we're just kind of winging it, you know?
Playing the Bond Brothers.
That's great. Yeah. See, I got a question if I could jump in. We have a luthier up here, makes guitars, makes beautiful guitars. His the holes in them are actually in the top. Now, I noticed each one of you guys has a little different set. Steve's guitar is pretty much the traditional. The hole is in back of the
right.
strings there. Yours is up in the upper side, and the bass is down in the left. Is that just the way they make them, or is that for a particular reason?
I think it's just the acoustics that they get out of them. Is the bass guitar is much thicker and has a lot more volume. And you're pulling that bottom end out of it. And again, these are acoustic electrics, so they're a combination. They're not terribly loud in and of themselves, but mm-hmm. once you amplify them, as you get the tone.
Okay.
But it gives enough sound for the bassist to hear himself when he's not plugged in for practicing purposes.
Oh, I got you. Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
And with this one, you know, it since it is an acoustic electric, it's less likely to feed back.
Ah. Uh-huh.
But I've come up with all kinds of different stories because people ask all the time, and I won't even get into those.
No.
Even though they're designed not to feed back, Craig can still make them feed back.
Just a gift he's got.
Yeah. Well, everybody should have a gift.
That's right.
He's got one, too. Jeez, I forgot what I was going to... I had it in my... Oh, I know. You guys will have CDs down at the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you working on any new music? Have you got anything coming out, or where's that all at?
Well, we've been playing some new material when we get together for rehearsal. Nothing has been put down though yet. So we'll work on that.
For you. Well, you don't have to on my account. I would just
play some. You know, tell you what, when we're going to surprise you when we come back in July. We'll maybe we'll do all original music and, confuse everyone.
Well, no, that's just fine. I'm sure you have plenty of original music to play here.
You know, when we come up here, people like to hear songs they can sing along, and, they say, oh, yeah, that's right. That's the song I like, and, I forgot all about it, but you guys just reminded me, So,
yeah.
So that's
speaking
kinda
of which,
fun.
Can we sneak another one in here?
Well, I'm hoping
absolutely.
So. Yeah.
I'd like to play a song, or we would like to play a song by Little Feet.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Willin.
Good.
By the rain, driven by the snow, drunk and dirty, now don't you know I'm still all willing. Out on the road late at night, seen my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice. I've been from Tucson to Dunkerque, from Hatcher Peak to Tawny Paw. I've driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back roads so I wouldn't get away. And if you give me weed, why? And wine, and you show me a sign, I'd be willing to be moving. The wind brought by the
to sleep. Had my head stoved in, but I'm still on my feet. I'm still all will. Now I smuggled some smokes and folks from Mexico, baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico. And I'm still, I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, from Hatchet Peak to Tawny Fall. I've driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back roads so I wouldn't get way. And if you give me wheat, white sand wine, and you show me a sign, I'd be willing to be moving.
Nice.
That was nice, yeah.
Thank you.
Richard Schindel's got a great cover of that, yeah. And you get that's really
you know,
good. Your guys' edition is really good.
I think I heard a third voice in there somewhere in the background.
You didn't want to hear the third voice. No,
I shut
no.
my mic off.
Yeah.
No, that's fun. That's good. That's enthusiasm. We're all about enthusiasm and joining in, you know?
I'm thinking to myself, crap, can people hear that? So I quick shut them because I wasn't going to stop singing.
Bob sings and I play the kazoo. Yeah. Sometimes I play that slide whistle.
We love
yes.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, you should come up and do, you know, like
singing is
up
not.
On Cripple Creek with us or something.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Maybe we'll do that one tonight.
There you go. A little band trip.
You know, songs like that, though, they kind of, for everybody, it's a little different and they evoke a certain feeling in you, a time
right.
that you associate with that. And. Yeah. I don't know if I even want to talk about that time.
You know, I've got the same feeling when I hear the Beatles' White Album. And,
oh, yeah.
It's where you were when you first heard it, and you're too young to understand.
And a lot of things that don't happen anymore.
Well, there's some of those things that I don't remember where I
was.
I was going to say, it's the parts you can remember.
Yeah. That's the only part. You can't even often talk about it, because what was that again?
Yeah.
Anyway, that one does. That one brings back some feelings and thoughts, so
yeah,
and I guess that's why we like to hear those songs again and again, you know.
Yeah,
put us back there.
Sure.
Bob was singing or trying to.
Yeah,
it was
Bob
going was through my head fun. Too.
Yeah, it was great.
You know, we do have time for. You've been listening to the Thunderheads, by the way. If folks are just tuning in and weren't sure who they were listening to, and the Thunderheads are playing tonight, tomorrow night, and again on Sunday. Steve will be playing a solo act on Sunday, but accompanied by...
Notice that was the one song I wasn't allowed to sing on because it was his solo song.
Oh, yeah.
We were playing in the background.
Yeah, well, for Don, everyone has been a solo act.
Yeah.
But
I keep saying it 30 years and they still don't give me a microphone. There is
a Well, down at the Gunflin Tavern, if I didn't finish that thought.
Right.
But we do have time for one more song. It'll keep... Bob and I in the background, and you guys out where you should be.
Yeah, you can sing along. This would be one. You know what? We thought if there's time for one more, it was. You know, it was Bob Dylan's birthday yesterday.
Really?
Oh, is that right?
I wonder if he knew.
He just turned 71. You know.
71.
Okay. Really.
And we're wondering if he, you know if well, there's a whole lot of things we wonder about Bob, but you know what? There's one thing we know about him, and he could write some nice songs.
He can write music.
So we're gonna let's try this one. Let's just.
Are those guys playing the same one you are?
He's talking about Donnie, Donnie, you know, we don't ever really play this one, but we just thought, just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
Not near, so I remember every face of every man that put me here.
needs protection. They say every man must fall. Lord, I swear I see my reflection.
Guys, that was the Thunderheads, everybody out there. Don Paquette, Craig Paquette, Don Blue, and Steve Blexrud, and they're going to be at the Gunflin Tavern tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday as well. So stop down. Thanks very much, guys, and we'll see you in July.
Thanks again for having us out. We really like coming here.
Yeah, great
deal.
Thanks so much.
Fun.